Hey everybody, welcome to joining us. Thank you for joining us tonight. It's Mark and Simon, under the covers. It's nice and warm and cozy in here.
We're not under the covers. We're actually kind of cold in the control room here.
Way to go with the suspension of disbelief there, buddy.
Yes, I know. But anyway. And I'm sorry if you were really hoping to hear about Grand Theft Auto.
I was.
That's not going to happen.
I'll see if I can dig that up later. Maybe we'll talk about it. Maybe not. Some great music in the Grand Theft Auto games, though.
Yes, but I wouldn't know. I've never played Grand Theft Auto.
It's hours and hours and hours of fun. Although, of the Rockstar games, my favorite still has to be Red Dead Redemption.
I haven't played that one either.
It's Grand Theft Auto, but you're cowboys.
Wow,
it's a lot of fun.
It must be a lot more spectacular when you crash your vehicle than your horse getting crashed.
Oh yeah,
into
it's easy
other
to
wagons.
Crash. Yeah.
Anyway, we've strayed off our topic.
Just a tad.
Yes. So today's episode is going to be cover songs. We're going to take two looks at cover songs. There's going to be songs that are in movies that are covers, like the one we just heard, which was Jack Black covering Marvin Gaye.
From
High Fidelity.
High Fidelity.
And we are also going to play covers of songs that were in movies, but the versions that we play are going to be other versions that were not necessarily in the movie. So we're going to get to...
So more of a tribute to the songs that were in the movies.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to get to play some different stuff tonight. I think you're going to hear some things you've heard before, some songs you've heard before, but this will be a new versions and some stuff you probably never heard before. And you may not want to hear again. We'll see what happens.
Well, there are definitely a couple of novelty songs in the playlist tonight, so we'll have some fun with it. So without further ado, let's kick it off. Malia J., in her version of Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit from the soundtrack to what, Simon?
Black Widow, the Marvel Cinematic Universe movie Black Widow.
There you
go.
Right
here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on Indie 101.5.
Guns and bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. She's overboard and self-assured. I know a dirty word. Guess it makes me smile. I found it hard. It's hard to find. Oh well, whatever, never mind.
Go. Malia J, Smells Like Teen Spirit from Black Widow.
All right.
Boy, that was an uplifting song.
Yes, I'm thoroughly depressed now.
I want to drive off the escarpment.
Oh, yeah. Well, you should say the mountain when you're talking about driving off it. It sounds more dramatic.
It would be true if we had more than a 30-foot cliff.
Yes, but people that don't live in Hamilton don't know that. So I suppose not that anybody's listening to this that doesn't live in Hamilton.
Again, suspension of disbelief. Yes. Well, this is probably two people listening online somewhere.
Maybe, yeah. All right, well, maybe somebody will listen to it on Mixcloud after we put it up.
Could be. And also, by the way, if there is a cover version of a song in a movie that you would like to hear, chances are I've got it on the computer here. If you want to give us a call at 905-575-1628, give us a shout in the studio and maybe we'll put you on the air.
Right on. We're gonna move things a little bit peppier coming up on the next tune.
It shouldn't be too hard.
So get people out of that funk we just put them in. So we're gonna play some Red Hot Chili Peppers, and we're gonna be doing their cover of
Ohio Players,
the Roller Coaster of Love, originally recorded by the Ohio Players, and this is from the classic movie. I don't know. I can't believe it didn't win an Oscar.
It should certainly have.
The Beavis and Butthead movie.
Beavis and Butthead Do America. There's there a new one coming out, eh?
Oh, man. Really?
Yes. Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe, I think it's called. It's them in space.
Crazy.
A little bit. Anyway.
All right. Thanks for joining us here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show. This is Indie 101.5.
Roller coaster of love.
gave rock and roll to you. Gave rock and roll to me. Say rock and roll for everyone. Say rock and roll.
Oh, yeah, a little Kiss there, Rock It On. It's God Gave Rock and Roll to You, Too.
From you as well, you mean? Or
to,
or
you, to you.
I don't know that. I think You, Too had rock and roll. I don't know that God gave You, Too rock and roll. I mean, well,
somebody must have.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. Was Lemmy, Lemmy available?
Well, I don't know that, like, The Edge and Bono are super rock and roll. They're kind of more alternative. If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do hear what you're saying. No, it was Gave Rock and Roll to You, and that's the number two.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Not the not a U.
Not as well, but number two.
All right.
And it's because...
Are you saying that rock and roll is number two?
No.
Okay.
I would never say such a thing.
All right.
Blasphemy. Especially if God gave it to you. No, that one comes to us from the soundtrack to the film Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. So if you remember the end of the film, when they get out of the phone booth, they know how to play guitar finally. They get up and they sing a song that's supposed to change the world, and that's the song they play. But that is actually a cover of a band.
Totally believable, by the way, that song would change the world.
I'll buy it.
Yeah.
If you go see Kiss now on their year four of their farewell tour, they end the show with that, typically. They play Rock and Roll All Night, and then they close out with God Gave Rock and Roll to You.
Right, and so where's the cover version? I know I interrupted you. I apologize. You were going to tell us how this fits in with our theme tonight.
Yes, so this is a cover of a band in the 70s called The Law, and they did God Gave Rock and Roll to You. And the first time I realized that, I was listening to Andy Frost on Q107 doing Psychedelic Sunday.
And those were the days. Bring those days back. If I remember from that station is listening, which for sure they're not.
Yes, that would be nice if they did. But that was a great program. But mid afternoon, I'm driving around and listening. Holy crap, that's Kiss, but it's not Kiss. So there you go.
There you go.
Little
you
music
learned
history.
Something today, everybody. You learned something.
We
today.
Do try and be educational. So
we do try. We fail miserably most times, but we try, and that's what counts, right?
If we can't be handy, we can be handsome. Something like that. Either
way. Oh, gosh. You know, Steve Smith's going to sue us. Come on. All right. What do we got next? We got Can't Turn You Loose, right?
Yeah, we got Can't Turn You Loose.
Okay, so Can't Turn You Loose is a song near and dear to my heart because I really like it. It's a great tune. But you probably recognize it as the song the Blues Brothers use as their introduction. I believe Elvis used it for his introduction in his live shows.
He may have. I know he's best known for using CC Rider.
Yeah. I think the Blues Brothers stole it from Elvis, though.
Anyway, I can see that.
So if you've only ever heard the Blues Brothers or Elvis use it, you've only heard like the instrumental part. But there's actually a whole song. It was originally written by Otis Redding, whose version is awesome.
Yes.
But what we're going to do right now is we're going to play the Was Not Was version. So those of you that are old, like Mark and I, might remember Was Not Was as the Everybody Walked the Dinosaur people. I'll be honest,
I thought that was their only song.
I think that they have some great tunes, but I think that it's on that album. They also did a cover of Papa's a Rolling Stone a few years later.
That's an awesome tune.
Anyway, this is their version of Can't Turn You Loose, and it's a great version. And I'm going to shut up now and let Mark play the music here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on
Indie 115. I ain't gonna turn you loose. Take Me to the River, Talking Heads, doing Otis Redding again. And actually, this is also fits because it's a... I originally wanted to play the Commitments version, which is a fine tune, but Simon pointed out that the Talking Heads version is better, and I would agree.
Well, I don't know if it's better, but it's just as good. And also, not something... I don't know. I don't know if the Talking Heads version is in any movies. So this was an excuse to play something that wasn't actually...
Actually, it was.
Was it?
The concert movie stopped making sense, which that was the version of it.
That doesn't really count.
Sure, it does.
All right.
But it's still a cover of an Otis Redding tune, so
it is.
Okay.
And most of the songs on the Commitments are covers of Otis Redding songs. So, and you'd be surprised at how many songs that you know by different artists are also already cover tunes of... Otis Redding songs, like, for instance, Respect by Aretha Franklin was originally written by Otis Redding and recorded by Otis Redding.
I knew that.
Before Aretha covered it. So her version did better on the charts and is more iconic for sure. But Otis's – and being sung by a man totally changes the whole vibe of that tune, I got to tell you.
It sounds cruel when it sings when it's sung by him. Aretha is more of – Aretha's a little more empowering, I think.
For sure. Anyway – and I should mention, I don't know if I should, but I'm going to.
Let's do it.
So we were talking briefly about the Blues Brothers before.
When do we not talk about the Blues Brothers, Simon?
I try to avoid it, to be honest with you, because I know we talk about it way too much, but this has got to be said. So
this is current, all right.
This Wednesday, so today is Monday, so the day after tomorrow, in Hamilton at the Westdale. The
cinema
at the Westdale Theater in the West End of Hamilton here, one of our independent theaters we have here in Hamilton. They'll be showing the Blues Brothers, and so actually I just realized we're going to go. Mark and I are going to go, so you can see us in person. I don't know why you'd want to do that, but
you're going to make people stay home then.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so we're not going to. We'll wear paper bags.
Sure.
Anyway,
with sunglasses,
like the unknown comic. Anyway, so. It's at 6:45 tomorrow, or sorry, Wednesday, not tomorrow,
at the Westdale.
At the Westdale, and there's going to be Ginger St. James and Matt Altman are going to play some songs after the movie's over. And
Chris Altman,
isn't that what I said?
You said Matt.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mr. Altman. And there's going to be a panel and some discussion. So if you want to argue about whether the Blues Brothers wear blue suits or black suits or something like that, then that'll be a good place to come and check it
out.
That's
a name.
And this, you know what I realized, though? This will be the first time I've seen the movie in a theater.
It came out restricted in 1980, and we were both been far too young to see it. I know my dad saw it at the theater.
Yeah, so I saw it for the first time, a copy of it on VHS that somebody recorded from City TV, Late Great Movies. That was the first time I ever saw it.
I think I saw it actually on Late Great Movies way back when.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get back to something non-Blues Brothers. What's up next?
So next up, we have Holly Cole doing Dean Martin.
So a little bit of Canadian content here. Canada's own Holly Cole.
Not technically, because she's from Toronto, but she's doing Dean Martin, who's not.
But it's produced and recorded, so it's 2 out of 3.
There you go. Okay. So. And this Ain't That a Kick in the Head, which was the in several movies along the way, the first one I can think of was going way back to the original Ocean's 11.
Yeah, it's in like Goodfellas or something.
Yeah,
like that
too. But it's been 100 things, but there you go.
Anyway, here we go. Ain't That a Kick in the Head, Holly Cole doing Dean Martin right here on the Soundtrack Show on Indie 101.5.
You really don't get cooler than this.
Lucky can one girl be? I kissed him and he kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room went completely black. I hugged him and he hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to bed and I'm grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be before. I had sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said, tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? Can one girl get? The looks that I won the bed, like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? The room went completely black. I hugged him and he hugged back. Cried the chimney sweep, ooh, ain't that a flaw in the flu? My head keeps swelling, I go to bed and I'm whirling with all of this boying and girling. Oh, my life is gonna be, hey, marvelous. He's telling me we'll wed. He's picked out a king-size bed. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? Oh, holy smokes, ain't love a poke in the spokes? Oh me, oh my, ain't love a stick in the eye? Oh, geez Louise, ain't love a smash in the knees? Oh, we're telling me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? Jack!
Time to get up and rock it out.
You're listening to Indie 101.5,
Hamilton's home for alternative.
You were a teenage sensation,
and I don't know why.
I
brush my hair, I brush my teeth, I go to church.
You go to church.
I'm a really nice guy.
I
used to be such a sweet, sweet thing till they got a hold of me. I open doors for little old ladies I have the blinds to see. I got no friends cause they read the papers. They can't be seen with me. And I'm getting real shot down and I'm feeling mean. No more Mr. Nice Guy. No more Mr. Clean. No more Mr. Nice Guy. He's sick, he's obscene. I got no friends cause they read the papers.
You know
they can't be seen with me. And I'm getting real shot down and I'm feeling mean. So no more Mr. Nice Guy. No more Mr. Clean. No more Mr. Nice Guy. It's when he's sick, he's obscene. My dog bit me on the leg today. My cat clawed my eyes. My mom's been thrown out of the society circle. My dad passed a high. I went to church incognito when everybody rose. The Reverend Smith, he recognized me and punched me in the nose. He said, no more Mr. Nice Guy. No more Mr. Clean. No more Mr. Nice Guy. They said, he's sick, he's obscene. No more
nothing ever gets me down. You got a tough, huh, I've seen the toughest around. And I know, baby, just how you feel. You gotta roll with the punches to get what's real. Oh, can't you see me standing here? I got my back against the record machine. I ain't the worst that you've seen. Can't you see what I mean? Might as well jump.
Jump.
Might as well jump.
Jump.
Go ahead, jump.
Jump.
Go ahead and jump.
Jump. Hey, you.
Hey, babe, how you been? You say you don't know. Oh, you don't know until you begin. Can't you see me standing here? I got my back against the record machine. I ain't the worst that you've seen. Can't you see what I mean? Might as well jump.
Jump.
You might as well jump.
Jump.
Go ahead, jump.
Jump.
Go ahead and just jump.
Jump.
Knock yourself out. Standing here, I got my back against the record machine. I ain't the worst that you've seen. Can't you see what I mean? Might as well jump.
Jump.
Might as well jump.
Jump.
Go ahead, jump.
Go ahead and jump, baby. That's
No, don't jump. It's okay. Life's worth living. Man, we're kind of morbid today. This was supposed to be a fun thing. We're getting kind of dark.
Well, you can be dark and fun at the same time.
I guess so. So, yeah, you may have recognized that song as the Van Halen song, Jump.
Yes, it's just a slight difference from Eddie and Dave's version.
Yeah, so this was the Paul Anka version. And before that, you may have heard, recognized Alice Cooper's song. What's that song called again?
No More Mr. Nice Guy.
No More Mr. And that was, of course, performed by
Pat
Mr.
Boone.
Nice Guy, Pat Boone. So, yeah, from the, what was it, like,
that was
early 2000s, late 90s, early 2000s swing craze where everybody was doing swing covers.
Pat Boone started that trend.
Yeah.
So he released an album called Pat Boone, No More Mr. Nice Guy. And he does covers of Stairway to Heaven, Enter Sandman, No More Mr. Nice Guy, Holy Diver by Dio, which is actually pretty cool. And so he, and others, but he did an album, a CD of it in 97 that came out. And suddenly, Pat Boone is somewhat relevant again. Because Pat Boone, if you don't know, if you're a younger listener, made a career for himself recording.
Actually, you could probably even say slightly less old listener. Because, I mean, Pat Boone's pretty old.
That's true. Anyway, back in the 60s, he made a living for himself re-recording soul songs for white audiences back in the day when white radio stations would not play soul and R&B music. So he made white versions, really washed out, completely washed the soul out of any of these tunes. And he continues to do that today, but it's still a funny...
He continues to wash the soul out of any song he records.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
But it's still it's comical at this point, so yeah. it is a novelty.
There's some good arrangements though. The arrangements are fun.
Yeah,
Paul Anka's arrangements are a little bit better, I think. And let's as we were doing some edumacating earlier. Let's do another quick little lesson here. So Paul Anka is Canadian, by the way. And you may know the song My Way that it was made famous by Frank Sinatra. Yeah. And I'm sure that's been in many movies.
It has.
But actually, Paul Anka wrote that song.
He wrote it for Frank. Frank recorded it first. Paul Anka years later recorded it on his own. But
so written. So My Way is somewhat Canadian content.
There you go.
Anyway.
And Paul Anka is father-in-law of what famous actor?
Oh, I knew this, but I can't remember.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yes. Yeah, that's right. There you go. Jack Bauer himself.
Yes.
All right. We're moving on. We're going to play some Axl Rose and the Boys.
Yes. It's Guns N' Roses doing Paul McCartney. Sir Paul McCartney. Pardon me.
Wings. Paul McCartney and Wings.
Yes. Sir Paul McCartney and Wings.
Yeah, that's true.
He says sir now, but you know.
And doing it from a Sir James Bond movie.
That's true. And that would be Live and Let Die. Which is arguably one of the better. It's in the top two.
James Bond movies?
Damn straight.
All right.
Okay.
Here's some Bond. James Bond. Done by
Guns N' Roses.
On the Soundtrack Show here on Indie 101.5.
I am
Don't we all?
That's good. I like that little rap thing you did on.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Dred Zeppelin.
Dred Zeppelin. So this is an interesting concept. You take a reggae band, you give them a lead singer that's an Elvis impersonator.
And you only do Led Zeppelin songs.
Yes.
Yes.
So they've done a fantastic job. I have read, I'm not sure how accurate it is, I read it on Facebook, I guess, way back when, that Page and Plant of Led Zeppelin were big fans of these guys. I don't know where Dred Zeppelin is now.
They were big in like what, like the 90s, right? They were when they were biggest.
That's when I first found out about them. Yeah,
they were medium, not big. But
when I was shortly after I got my license, I remember because I bought the cassette and I played it all the time.
What's a cassette? Nobody knows what that is anymore. Let's not bother. Yeah. Let's not bother the young people with our silly stories about the old days.
It's back in the day when we only had corded telephones.
Yes. What?
I know. It's crazy.
That's ridiculous.
Medieval times they were.
You made phone calls too. Those phones didn't text, by the way, for those of us. Anyway, like
you could try.
And also, please get off my lawn. All right. So the Immigrant Song, right? Of course, from Thor Ragnarok.
Yes.
Also
Shrek 2.
Also School of Rock.
Yes.
So one of the few Led Zeppelin songs that I actually like has been used a lot. I haven't heard a lot of other Zeppelin in movies.
Well, they tried to use it in Wayne's World.
Yeah, well,
but I have not been able to figure out why it changed. But when we saw it in the theater, and they do that part where Wayne's buying the guitar.
Yeah, it says No Stairway.
Stairway, but he starts playing the opening riff to Stairway.
Yeah.
And when we saw it on video, he's just playing gibberish.
Huh.
So at some point they changed it, or they lost the rights to it, or something happened along the way.
They didn't want to pay the mechanical rights for the DVDs is probably what it was.
Oh, interesting.
It cost a lot of money to have a Led Zeppelin song in your
I had it on going back in old school. I had it on VHS.
Yeah. Well, okay, still. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You still have to pay mechanical rights for anything you create that has – that's literally a copy. It's you have to pay per copy, so that's different than just having it in the theater where you – don't leave with a copy, right?
So it's an expensive little bit then.
Yes.
There you go.
Some trivia. I think that if you want to use Thunderstruck by AC/DC in your movie, it costs you $500,000.
I will keep that in mind for the next time I'm making a movie. Yes. I want to include Thunderstruck.
And you're your budget is $501.
Yeah, try that with the bank and see what they say.
I don't know why. I mean, there's so many other – I don't know why that one's so expensive and why anybody would want to pay it when there's so many other good AC/DC songs that you could use that would sound just as good. Unless it's, you know, talking about thunder, I guess. But then you can use the Immigrant Song, which is what they did in Thor Ragnarok, which is quite frankly a better song. Anyway, we're talking. We should be playing music. Let's play some more music.
Okay. From an album that came out in the mid-90s. Again, we're dating ourselves here. And it was called
Saturday Morning Cartoons Greatest Hits. Greatest Hits. So here's what you need to do right now. Go to your kitchen. Get a bowl of cereal and some milk. Go and sit in front of your TV. Of course, you're not going to turn it on because you're going to listen to the radio. But go sit in front of your TV with the bowl of cereal.
Pretend.
And imagine that it's Saturday morning.
You're 10 years old.
Or 8 or
be in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
And you're watching some cartoons, such as this one. This is the theme from Spider-Man, as done by the Ramones.
Right here on Mark and Simon's Soundtrack Show on Indie 101.5.
Joey, Johnny, Dee Dee, and Marky, that's the Ramones and Spider-Man.
The original theme from the original Spider-Man?
Yes.
And this was way before... Oh, I said I wasn't going to talk about the old days anymore. Let's not do that. We're running out of time anyway.
Yes.
So we're going to say goodnight, and then we're going to leave you with one more Saturday morning cartoon. It's a blast from the past, majorly. So we're going to play some the Hong Kong Phooey theme from the cartoon Hong Kong Phooey as performed by Sublime.
One of the lesser known Hanna-Barbera cartoons. Yes.
The New York Phooeys.
That's true.
Yes.
We're going to take it off. And so thank you all for tuning in once again. We appreciate it. Check us out on Facebook, or if you want to feel like it, come down and see the Blues Brothers with us on Wednesday down at the Westdale. And we're out of here. So have a great week and be excellent to each other. And happy Father's Day, everybody. Happy Father's Day, Simon.
Take it easy, everybody. Thanks.
This superhero, Sarge?
No!
Rosemary, the telephone operator?
No, I'm not.